What a joy it is to meet creative people. Dave Carl is one of those people. And I mean this, Dave, as I look you in the eye today. We have you to thank for creating the scripts for our Paws and Tails ministry over the years. You've written the stories and you put them together in such a beautiful way with all the characters in it that people I know sit on the edge of their seat listening to them from one day to the next. So catch us up for those that may not know what Paws and Tails refers to, and then give us a little bit of an insight that you have regarding this ministry.
I'd be thrilled to. Paws and Tails was born from your storytelling. As a young adult, I'm sitting listening to your sermons and your storytelling, and I think of Paws and Tails as an extension of your storytelling. And this is a fictional world, and they're all talking animals, and we are using this story to sneak in biblical truths. And the key of that, God is just crazy in love with his children. And you can't hear that too much. And we try to say it in a thousand different ways as we created Paws and Tails that has been around for a long, long time.
It has.
Yeah. We have four new episodes this last year, and we have new projects in the works, and we receive letters. And I have one in front of me now I'd like to read to you, and this just gives me pause. So, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your ministry. I have five children, and we've been listening to your podcast for years, since my oldest, almost 12, was little. We love it. We waited for the new episodes with great anticipation. My fifth was born last year. She will be one at the end of this month. She was a birth diagnosis of Down syndrome. You can imagine all of our amazement when we listened to the new episode yesterday. I was driving with them all, and as the story was building, I knew something was going to be different with the baby. I did not expect it to be exactly what our family has experienced. We were all overcome with emotion. It was good and healing in a way that I can't quite explain. I know it's all God. As we listened to the rest of the story, we were just in awe that it parallels ours so perfectly. Everything that was said, the way the church responded, all of it. We were so blessed to have had this loving welcome for our baby girl, who was also very healthy and normal in all of the ways any other baby would be. We felt like someone knew us personally and made this episode just for us. I told the kids that if they ever doubt God is real, I want them to remember this day. Because God told the creators of Paws and Tails to make an episode just for them. That is how we feel, and we praise God for how he has worked through you all. Please pass this on to all who had a hand in making these new episodes happen. To God be the glory. Also, is there an address my kids could write to? I think they'd like to say something in their own words. Thank you so much. A family from North Dakota.
When you first read that to me, Dave, some time ago, my eyes filled with tears as I thought about the remarkable fact that you created that story knowing nothing of this family, and now they are hearing it, and it feels like it was written, as they put it, just for them. And that's the way God's word is. It's not truth for just generality or the open public. It's truth for you. And believe me, it's truth for me. Always relevant, always real, always on target. Thank you for your wonderful support of our ministry. As you give financially, we're able to continue touching lives that reaches people that will realize the truth is just for them.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. Seems this town is changing some every day. The library, the big and wonderful library that Mr. Rockler is building for the town, is in the final stages of getting done. Folks here have never seen such a building. It's big, fancy, and big. In preparation for the grand opening, Mr. Rockler has asked Miss Harbor for a favor.
All right, class, let's put our math books away.
Finally, math gives me a headache.
Goose, let's keep the commentary to yourself, please.
Yes, Miss Harbor.
It looks as though the new library will be completed on time, and the town is preparing for the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
The what? Who's cutting ribbon?
That's how towns celebrate the opening of something new, like our library. They'll have a ribbon across the entrance, and someone special will cut the ribbon, and that will mean that it's open for us to all go in.
Seems like a waste of good ribbon to me.
It sure does.
Waste, waste, waste.
Mr. Rockler has asked for our help.
He wants us all to donate our ribbons.
He wouldn't.
Waste, waste, waste.
Well, he's not getting mine.
Knock it off, CJ. Marcia, he's just kidding.
CJ, all of you, that will be enough.
Sorry.
Once you enter the library, there will be large display cases on both sides of the walls. Now, Mr. Rockler has asked for our help in filling them.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes,
each one of you will make a project of any sort that will represent a reason why Wildwood is a wonderful place to live. The best from each grade level will be selected, and it will go on permanent display.
Forever permanent?
Yes, Ned. Mr. Rockler wants future generations to remember us.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
What kind of projects?
It could be anything.
Like a painting?
That would be wonderful, Goose.
I could paint... Oh, I could paint the ships in the bay.
I love that idea.
What about, maybe a nice wildflower display?
Oh, brother.
That would be great. For about 2 days until the flowers died.
I meant dried flowers, Ned.
Oh, well, that would be better.
Oh, I could paint flowers.
No, you cannot. The flowers are my idea.
I would like for all of you to think of something that will tell future generations why we love living here. And if your project is selected, that is a way for you to be remembered, too.
Double wow!
Okay, it's almost time for lunch. Let's start it a little early, and you can think about your projects.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to go.
Miss Harbor! Miss Harbor!
Yes, Marcia?
What will they do with all of the leftover ribbon?
Unbelievable!
Marcia!
Wow, look! I got cookies! Today I have cookies.
You always have cookies.
Every day you have cookies.
So, I guess I'm just a glass half full kind of weasel. Oh, look! My cup of milk is half full.
What would be great is a photograph of the whole town.
You got a camera?
No.
That's a problem.
That was rude. I could paint a picture of the town.
No, you can't. That was my idea.
What is it about living here that would make for a winning project?
He's got an idea.
What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's growing, building.
The best thing about Wildwood, the stories from the cylinders.
Ha ha! The stories from the cylinders. That's great. Wow, that is a good one. What about the stories?
The player.
Yeah. I'm gonna make a cylinder player.
You know how to make a cylinder player?
No.
That's the problem.
That was rude.
I'm going to make a pretend player, Stace. It would take a genius to make a real one. I'll go and make a drawing of it.
Hey, Mr. Collins had cameras.
Yes, he did.
I'll ask Mrs. Collins if I could borrow one. I'll take a picture of the whole town. From Fortress Rock.
Oh, that's a great idea.
A painting, a photograph, and a mock cylinder player.
I thought he was going to build a pretend player.
It's the same thing.
Oh.
What are you going to do, Ned?
Oh, nuts. I have no idea.
Well, every kid in school went home that day planning and dreaming about what they'd make for their project.
every kid except Ned.
See you tomorrow, Ned.
See ya.
Don't worry. You'll think of a project, and it'll be the best one, too.
Absolutely.
Think big, Ned. You can win if you think big.
Oh, sure I can. Except for Goose, who paints like Rembrandt, and Stacy, who will take a great picture of the town, and CJ, who had the best idea of them all. Why does he always have to do that? He'll win, and he will be remembered in this town forever. No one will even remember that Ned Cleaver even existed.
Oh, shouldn't be that way.
No!
Doesn't have to be that way. No, not at all.
Great. You can just leave.
Not me. No, sir. I'm here to help.
Oh, like you did last time?
How is that hand?
Huh, dandy. Except for the red stain that won't go away.
Oh, sorry to hear that. But it wasn't my fault, you know.
How can it not be your fault when...
Look, CJ doesn't need to win this.
You know about the project?
It's all anyone is talking about.
Well, all I need to do is come up with a project that will outshine everyone I know. CJ always wins. And Goose...
You are the smartest one of the bunch, aren't you?
Yes.
Then go with your strength, son. Use your brain power. What is CJ going to make?
A mock cylinder player.
A mock cylinder player?
A pretend player.
Oh, of course.
There are these phonographic cylinders in the Collins Mansion and...
I know, son. I've heard of them. Well, if a smart fellow like you were willing...
What?
It would be hard.
What? What would be hard?
What if you were to make...
Oh, you're driving me nuts! Make what?
A real cylinder plane. One that really works.
It would take a genius to... It would take a genius to make one of those. Hey!
There you go, son. Now the wheels are turning.
It's almost Christmas!
It is, Goose. I love this time of year. The music, the cooler weather.
And Jesus, Dave.
Yes, of course. It is all about Jesus.
And the bestest way to keep that top of mind is to listen to the Paws and Tails Christmas episodes. Oh, they're coming up soon. Or you could just hop over to pawsandtails.org and listen to them today.
Took a hold of the idea to make a real cylinder player, and he wouldn't let it go. The problem was, he wanted to make it for all the wrong reasons. He was doing it out of anger and pride, a terrible combination. He turned his basement into a laboratory of sorts, and the only reasons he ever came out was for supplies, and when his mother made him eat and go to school. Wasn't anything wrong with wanting to make a real player, but the way he was going about it was a sin.
Hey, Ned. We waited for you on the road for about 10 minutes. I thought you were staying home sick.
I wanted to, believe me.
We're starting a game of kickball. Come on.
No, thanks. I need to do some reading.
Still working on your secret project? Let me see.
No! You cannot see! Get away!
Calm down, Ned.
Wow, Ned. What's wrong?
Nothing! Everything! I'm focused, okay? I just need you all to leave me alone. You'll see what I'm working on when it's on permanent display in the library. Then you'll see. Then you'll all see.
We'll all see what?
Bonkers. Totally bonkers.
What was that all about?
Ned's all mad about something. Well, I don't know. Hey, look what you got.
This, my good citizens, is a real camera. With real film in it.
Shiny buttons.
Very nice. How many shots in it?
Well, plenty. But it's the developing part that's the problem. Each print, that's what we call the pictures.
You mean, you photographer?
Each print costs money. I'm only gonna take a couple of pictures and have them developed. I'm gonna go up and take the shot of the whole town after school.
I wanna come!
You can come. I wanna get one of the club, too. Marcia! Ned, come here! I got the camera!
Wow, this is so exciting!
When do you have to give it back?
Mrs. Collins just said to take care of it. I don't don't think she cares when.
You have a camera? Wow.
Let me see. That is so great.
Line up over there, in the light. Marcia, your coat?
What's wrong with my coat?
Will you work with me here? The coat has got to go. Ned, your sweater, too. And I need you in the back.
Sure, in the back. That's where I always am, isn't it? Everyone, get in front of old Ned.
But you need to be in it, too. Should we get Miss Harbor to take it?
Nope. It has its own timer on it. Get ready. Ned, quit looking like someone just stepped on your tail. Smile, everyone!
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. What did you expect?
I don't know. A flash of light, smoke, something. I don't think it worked.
It worked. Ned, you want to see the camera?
Sure, yeah. Let's have a look.
Maybe we could take a picture of Ned's secret project.
You will not!
Ned, he was only kidding. Relax.
You'll see. You'll all see.
Ned, look at your arm.
My arm? Oh, no. Oh, no!
Ned, the stains moved all the way up your arm. What have you done?
Leave me alone. I haven't done anything. Give me back my sweater. I just need everyone to just leave me alone. I don't need any of you. I am an island.
He's out of control.
This is bad. Very bad.
Ned would not even so much as talk to anyone in the club. So on he worked in his dark and stuffy basement, getting more tired and even more angry.
This is wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. What's missing? Oh, something's not right.
Gracious, son, what seems to be the problem?
The problem?
Ooh, this place is full of fumes from that varnish. You need to keep the window open, son.
Look at my arm. Look at it.
Gracious, son, it's worse.
Yeah, it's a lot worse. I think it gets worse when I'm doing something that I shouldn't.
Oh, I find that very unlikely. Wow, look at your player.
I'll never get it to work. I can't do it. I've made 5 trips to the Collins Mansion. I've made drawings. I've made more drawings. I keep missing things. I'm running out of time, and I can't keep doing this.
Well, that is a problem, if ever I seen one. What if you just borrowed the real player and brought it here?
I asked.
You asked Mrs. Collins?
Yes, I did.
And she said no?
It's the only one she has. If it broke, that would be the end of listening to the cylinders. It's too risky. She did let me take one of the cylinders, though, to test with.
But she said no to the player? I didn't think Mrs. Collins said no to anything. She let Stacy borrow that camera.
Yes, she did.
I don't know. Doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem fair.
It does not.
Well, I guess they're gonna beat you after all. Shame. It's a real shame.
No! They haven't beaten me. All I need is a real player.
Where you going, son?
None of your business. I don't need you. I am an island.
Don't do anything. Foolish.
Don't tell me what to do. No one tells me what to do.
While Ned was on his way to, well, steal the player from Mrs. Collins, the rest of the club was having an emergency meeting in the fort.
He's acting like a creep. I think we should just let him be a creep.
He does this sometimes, and he always comes back around. It's the way he is. We should just let it pass.
Well, he is being mean, and I don't want to be around him right now.
Guys, what about the stain? What about the scarlet stain on his arm?
I don't know. It's worse.
Don't you get it? He's going down a dark path right now. When he does that, the stain spreads.
So he sins and the stain gets bigger?
Oh, come on.
That doesn't make sense.
We can't just leave him alone. He's going, bad. He needs our help or things could get very bad.
Goose, how bad?
The kind of bad that I'm afraid will hurt him for the rest of his life.
Ooh, Hello, Wind Air. Hello, sir. Are you awake?
I do not require sleep. What do you have for me?
Really? Never need sleep? Not even Friday nights? Boy, I do. By the end of the week, I'm exhausted and...
What do you have for me?
Oh, yes. Good news. Very good news. It's going just like you thought. That boy has a lot of pride, I'd say. Says he's an island.
He said that?
Oh, he did.
Excellent. As long as he stays by himself, he is mine. Is he getting the player?
He is this very moment. I expect he'll have it back in his basement within the hour. But then what? How do we destroy it?
Is Ned working with the chemicals you suggested?
Oh, yes. The place is just filled with fumes. What with the varnishes and the cleaners and all.
You need to be sure that there is a deep pile of rags soaked with those chemicals. On the ground before you, you have two red balls.
Oh, yes, I see them right there.
Put one of them under the rags, and you will have 5 minutes before it bursts into flames and burns the player into ash.
Wow, like a time bomb or something. Oh my, I should think that would do it. That'll catch the whole house on fire too, don't you think?
Yes, I believe it will.
So, Dave, notice anything really new and really, really nice?
Dace, is that the new Christmas swag bag?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. A fashionable drawstring backpack filled with a Paws and Tails t-shirt, a ball cap, a very special pen made from a tree branch, and one of our activity coloring books.
All of that can be under your tree for Christmas.
Just jump over to pawsandtails.org and get one for your Christmas Paws and Tails fan.
Is it ready?
I think so.
Now you gotta try it sometime.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, son. Now!
Item 93 is a rather crude oil lamp.
Nuts!
What's that?
Terrible! We just carved a groove in the cylinder. I think the arm is too heavy.
Was that Mr. Collins?
Yeah, it was. Now, if I use a rubber band... No, a counterweight. Yeah, counterweight.
That was Mr. Collins? Curious.
Why? What did you expect?
I don't know. I just thought he would sound more evil.
Mr. Collins? Who have you been talking to? He was a great man.
Well, that's what you say.
Hey, be careful with that stuff.
Ever so sorry. Here, I'll wipe it up. Throw me some rags, will you? Won't take but a minute to get this all mopped up. Where can I put these wet rags?
The trash can over there is fine.
Oh, yeah. That'll do nicely. Oh, yes. Very nicely indeed.
Hey, Ned, you down there?
Woo-hoo! Gotta go, son. See you later.
Close the window behind me now.
Hey, it's kind of creepy down here.
Who said you could come down here?
And hello to you, too.
Stacy.
Your mom told us we could come down.
Ah! Well, I guess it's too late for you guys to do anything about it anyway.
About what? Oh, the fumes down here are terrible. Oh, you shouldn't be down here.
Look, Ned, we brought our projects. Stacy has her photo of Wildwood. Look.
Yeah, great.
Look, I painted a... Well, I started to paint the bay, and then I painted the mountains, and well, then I decided to paint something completely different.
What is that?
That is my project.
You made a mock player, too.
Oh, no. I made a real player.
No kidding. It really works?
Yes. Well, almost. It will by tomorrow when we turn in our projects.
Hey, what's this?
Will you quit poking around in my stuff?
That's the player. Mrs. Collins' player. Did she say you could take it?
She said you could take the camera.
You stole Mrs. Collins' player?
I did not! I just...
I borrowed it.
This is not a good place to be right now. The fumes and stuff. We should get out of here.
Well, I wish you would get out. Get out now! All of you!
Something's not right in here.
It's Ned. He's out of control.
When my player is on permanent display, you will all see that I'm not just any old... the trash can!
Get out, everyone! Get out of here before the whole place goes up!
Oh, no! What have I done?
Stacy, what are you doing? Stacy, get away from that!
If I can just put the lid on a trash can, maybe...
Good thinking, Stace.
We gotta get it out of here! Grab it! It's hotter than a stove! Here, Stace, use the towel as a hot pad!
Okay, let's go!
Be careful!
Careful! Okay, look out!
Watch out for that step!
Oh!
Here we go!
Ned, are you okay?
I'm gonna burn my whole house down!
But we're here now. We're not gonna let that happen.
Look out the window! They got it into the yard!
Come on, Stace, just a little farther!
Oh!
Stace, you okay?
Yeah, you?
Just barely.
You guys okay?
Ned's lawn will never be the same.
Ned, you okay?
I've been stupid and mean, and I stole from Mrs. Collins. What have I done?
Well, in all of the scrambling around in Ned's basement, Goose's painting was ruined, and Stacy's photograph of the town had been stepped on and torn. Ned apologized to the club and even to Mrs. Collins. The stain on his arm went back down to only his hand. But since he just could not humble himself enough to repent and ask forgiveness from God, the stain remained on his hand just like it was before. Since most of their projects had been ruined, the club had a special meeting and decided how they were going to handle the project problem.
Good morning, Miss Harbor.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, all of you. What brings you all in so early?
We're presenting our project.
Fine. You can just set them up on the counter. Now make sure your names are on them because...
We only have one project.
But you all were working on one.
Yeah, well, we had a little accident. Some of them got wrecked.
I see.
So we voted on what was left and we want... Well, we all voted on this one.
A picture of you all?
It was the only other picture I took.
And we decided that the thing we like best about living in Wildwood...
is our friends.
I think that this is wonderful. And since it is the only project turned in by the third grade class, this will go on...
Permanent display. Yeah, we know. We want future generations to know about our friends.
I have a feeling that future generations will indeed know about you all. I just have a feeling.
Let me tell you a little something about this. Come on now, come in, listen. You got your life all sewn up. You don't need anyone now. But something's tearing you up. A needle in you somehow. Ow! You think that all on your own. Your plans are seamless and strong. But while you go it alone, you know that something is wrong.
That's right.
You can't be an island in an ocean of blues. You can't play a game alone, cause you'll always lose. You can't tell a joke if no one's there to amuse. Cause life is always better when the ones become twos. It's always good to have some good friends around, you know?
That's right.
So let me tell you the truth. God sends you people who care, like Moses, Adam, and Ruth. They had their sidekicks right there. If y'all don't know who they are, look them up. So when you're stuck in a pinch and God sends help, don't refuse. Don't do that now. Cause life can sure be a cinch. Yeah, it can. When any ones become twos. You know what I'm saying? There's no other hues. You can't be a foot wearing left and right shoes. Yes, life is always better when the ones become two. You know, two are better than one. That's right. When you drift from your friends and no one's around, you go coconuts and run your life aground. 'Cause we tend to do what's wrong when no one's there to make a fuss. So put one and one together, that's how God designed us. You can't be an island in an ocean of blues. You can't see what's righteous through your solitude views. It's like stepping in quicksand with your friends all to snooze. 'Cause life is always better when the ones become two. Or three, or four, or maybe even more. That's right.
To order a copy of today's program, The Island of Ned, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Island of Ned was written and directed by David Carl. The song Ones Become Twos was written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production. And thank you, Julie. We miss you. On the next Paws and Tails...
Kind of sounds like a game. Find the ways God has blessed you.
That would be a great game.
Folks all around town got a little gift bag left on their front porch.
And no one knows who did it?
No idea whatsoever.
Everyone thinks this guy is so wonderful. I want to catch him.
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tails.